when I die, y'all, don't y'all be crying over me. I'm going to be in heaven. I never could dance, but I promise you I'm going to be dancing all over the place. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Woo, if somebody just knew my God, if somebody just knew the church word, if somebody would just believe the truth of my God's word. If you shall ask anything in my name, and believe it now, it shall be done unto you. John 4:39-42, and this is story of the woman at the well. Let me see, is that where I want to be? The woman at the well, and he had met her, and I might need to back up, Lord. I'm listening. Because he gave me specific instructions to don't go all off on these rabbit trails. And just say what I tell you to say and sit down. Hallelujah. So if you are listening and you don't know the story of the woman at the well, just go to St. John chapter 4, read that first part, because I'm not instructed to go there and read all of that. I might do a little bit. But verse 39, after Jesus had talked to that woman, and many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him for the saying of the woman. Let me back up then. Jesus had talked to the woman, told her all about herself. She said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Verse 24, he said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And then in verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went away into the city and saith unto the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Okay? What do we have? Believe my words, the Lord said. Now, if I say something God says, believe it. Say, I'm not joking around. Say, I gave Therese the ability to joke and have fun, but I'm not joking. When I said it, I meant it. Let me give you just a simple example today, and we have to fine-tune. I'm working on fine-tuning my hearing the voice of God. I'm reading an article, and I so wanted to share it with you. Got it in my bag over there, and the Lord said, leave it, because I want you to say what I want you to say. But today I made lunch when after Bishop said, teach this morning about around 9, I guess, 8:30 or 9, somewhere in there. And so I'm thinking, what can I fix for lunch right quick so I can have time to study? And he just said chicken salad and tuna salad. Strange combination. Served on a bed of lettuce. So I make my chicken salad, I make my tuna salad, I pull out some lettuce, and then I say, now I know good and well, if I put this tuna on this lettuce, he's not going to eat it. He's not going to eat the lettuce part. If I put the chicken salad on there, he's not going to eat it. That's what I said. He reminded me again. I put it on the lettuce. But what did I do? I took the lettuce and made a small salad. And then I put the bread out and I put the crackers out. He still doesn't know what that chicken salad tastes like. He didn't eat it. But if I had obeyed the Lord and put it on there, he would at least had to take a little taste. So I'm saying, let's fine tune believing God's word. Whether it's something like a chicken salad and how to serve it, or whether it's something spiritual. Say that. So, Lord, I believe your words. So she went out and they went out of the city and came unto him. Now verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him. Say, believed on him. For the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all I ever did. Now, they believed the woman because they heard of a miracle. So we testify and we tell of the miracles that we experience. We are blessed when we hear of a miracle that somebody's experiencing. We all rejoice. Excuse me. This morning, when Miss Kathy said that the man was responding who had been in a coma for 10 days. We're all rejoicing. But listen what happened now.